Who got a slice of the government's $74 million journalism fund? Last week, the recipients of $74 million in taxpayer-backed grants was revealed, with nearly 200 Australian news outlets benefiting. The Labor government's Journalism Assistance Fund is part of the $180.5 million News Media Assistance Program and is aimed at supporting public interest journalism as the sector struggles to stay afloat. The fund provides successful applicants with a grant of $39,000 plus GST for each eligible full-time equivalent journalist they employ over the 2025 to 26 to 2027 to 28 grant period. The minimum grant amount is $39,000 plus GST, while the maximum is $7.5 million plus GST. Major media organizations take lion's share. As the grant amount is based on the number of full-time journalists each organization has, large media companies have benefited significantly from the program. While the list includes more than 180 media organizations, the top 15 received about $43.1 million, or 58.2% of the total funding. Nine Entertainment Company and Fairfax Media together received $16.1 million. Nine is the television arm, and Fairfax covers the newspaper titles The Australian Financial Review, Sydney Morning Herald, and The Age. Its competitor, Southern Cross Media Group, which owns the Seven Network and the West Australian newspaper, together received $9.7 million. Regional media publisher SA Today, which is part of the Today News Group, was granted $2.7 million and regional publishers got nearly $2.3 million. The WIN Network, Australia's largest regional television network, secured a grant of $1.67 million. Other regional media organizations also received funding, like ACM's Tasmanian operations allocated almost $1.2 million and Newcastle Newspapers awarded $1.08 million. Meanwhile, the Conversation Media Group, which publishes academically driven news websites across several countries, received $1.03 million for its Australian operations. Funding for ethnic, niche media. A wide array of ethnic media also received funding. Chinese Herald Australia Proprietary Ltd, which owns print newspapers across Australian capital cities, as well as the news website 1688, was granted $601,000. The Epoch Times Chinese edition also received $328,185. Foreign Language Press Proprietary Ltd, which owns the Greek Herald and Eleni's magazine, was awarded $592,000, while Ethnic Publications Proprietary Ltd, another Greek publisher, received $386,000. Meanwhile, 23 small media organizations, including two Korean language and several indigenous newspapers, were awarded the minimum grant of $39,000 plus GST. The release of the funding recipients comes amid a decline in news consumption in Australia. According to a 2025 report by the Australian Communications and Media Authority, the proportion of Australians who accessed no news at all rose from 5% in 2023 to 9% in 2025 of those surveyed. Among Australians who accessed news, the number of platforms they used also declined to 2.9, down from 3.1 in 2023. Young Australians aged between 18 and 34 were the most likely to have accessed no news, while women were more likely than men to have done the same.